Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the Steakhouse, live in the Kia Studios. Going to be live out at Falcons training camp on Thursday. Sandra, you know what Final Friday is?
I do not.
Final Friday is coming. It's next Friday, August 1st. It's the final Friday of 2025 where no football is going to be played. And to celebrate, Dukes and Bell are going to be having a party, Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. You get a chance to be a part of it. Listen to Dukes and Bell this week for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Margaritaville at Lanier Islands Water Park, and then join the guys August 1st as they celebrate the end of summer and the start of football Final Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got Corky Kell coming. I know Bo's going to be part of a broadcast. How about this, Sandra? Bo's going to be doing a broadcast from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, one of the games being played there. And unless it's changed, Bo, correct me, he's going to be broadcasting my high school alma mater, Dunwoody, as they take on
Dunwoody and St. Pius.
St. Pius. Used to be a big rivalry.
Game on whatever Saturday that is.
Yeah, 10 a.m. It's going to be a 10 a.m. game.
The breakfast game.
But how cool is it for Bo that he gets to broadcast a football game at Mercedes-Benz? That is so sick.
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
No, 100%. That's going to be a very big upgrade. So far, my biggest play-by-play booth I've been in is Rome Braves, which is pretty cool. I called a high school state championship from there. But, yeah, man, I'm super excited about calling a game from MB Stadium. Yeah.
I'm excited on behalf of you, on behalf of my alma mater. Dunwoody
what's
high
your
school?
Dunwoody? What's the
We're the Wildcats. Dunwoody Wildcats.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, that is awesome. You what year did you graduate there?
I was out of there in 03. Dunwoody class of 2003. We were not good at football when I was there.
Really?
They were good at football in the 90s. Really good. State championships, a couple of national championship discussion type stuff. But not when I was there. Nah,
sorry.
Not so great.
I'm going to check in with Rusty Mansell on that. Rate the Dunwoody Wildcat of 2003.
I don't know if he could name. I mean,
he can first of all name the entire roster and their starting positions and their depth chart. I guarantee you, that's what he does.
You had to have a star next to your name. We didn't have any of those. We had a good basketball team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phillips has now stopped talking at the ACC meeting. So,
do you think they played him off like at the Academy
Oscars.
Awards?
Y'all,
they just like wrap it up, man.
He went an hour and 5 minutes.
He knows he's still at the ACC, right? Like, do you think he's?
I wondered if they. We didn't have it on, but I'm not. I won't be surprised if they were just at him. Like, why? And on so many levels, so many questions about the conference. So,
well, now I'm fascinated by what this means for Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, later today. Like, is he going to make it a point to not speak for as long as Jim Phillips, or is he like, that guy spoke for an hour just about the ACC? Definitely have to go an hour if we're going to be talking Big Ten. And what's going on there?
So the headline, as I'm watching the television, is ACC will now implement a player availability reporting policy for each conference football game.
Yeah, the SEC announced that as
they
well.
Already, yeah.
This is kind of your...
Gambling.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Exactly,
I mean, it's exactly what it is. If you're going to be honest, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with it.
It's not even going to be specific. It's going to be as general as they're allowed to make it.
I don't know. Why do you say that? Reports will be made available 2 days before each game, whether they're going to play or not?
Yeah, yeah. If a guy's out, he'll be listed as out. But I don't think they're going to be listing guys as, you know, questionable with specific injuries and stuff. Yeah, I think they're going to be as loose with it as possible. Speaking of college media days and what's going on, Colin Cowherd had some thoughts the other day in regards to, and we've been talking about it a little bit off and on today, this SEC versus Big Ten thing. Obviously, Fox is trying to combat that by adding Dave Portnoy. We talked about that a couple of moments ago. Colin Cowherd, though, went on his show and said that the Big Ten is superior to the SEC due to financial shifts and preseason polls. I thought it was honestly quite degrading in regards to SEC schools. Here's what he had to say about the financials between the two conferences.
Something's changing, and what's changing is money. Big Ten schools are bigger. They have more graduates. It's easier to raise money for NIL. You add in Phil Knight and the Nike money. You add in USC and the LA economy money. The Big Ten cities, LA, New York with Rutgers, Chicago Northwestern, Minneapolis, DC, Seattle. That's the Big Ten money is Hollywood, tech, and financial centers. It's a lot of car dealerships in the SEC.
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah, that last comment's unnecessary, in my opinion.
But what he is saying is factual. The Big Ten...
To a non-college football guy, it is.
Okay, well, you can't debate their revenue numbers that they reported.
Right.
Unless the SEC is moving their books. Like, what do you mean? Let me finish. $928 million is what the Big Ten's revenue was. The SEC revenue report was $840 million. That is a lot of money difference.
I think where he's misled is the markets that matter and don't matter. You want to try and argue that you have Rutgers, so you have the New York market. No one in New York watches football.
Exactly right.
Same thing with Chicago. No, same thing with L.A.
And can we bring up possibly Texas and the money that's in Texas? And you've got Texas and Texas A&M inside the SEC. So
yeah, I also...
You can work the numbers like you want, but he is telling you financially that is a fact. That is a big, big number, which is why the $100 million number that's been thrown out there from ESPN for the SEC to go to this nine-game schedule, that Greg Sankey is playing chess with them, because he's likely going to get that number up if they go to nine, and that's a lot. There's your difference in money right there, y'all. $100 million. I bet he gets even more for that night for the nine-game schedule.
Yeah, he definitely would. Yeah. And a new TV deal for the SEC would certainly re-equalize those things as well. But it was not just about money for Colin Cowherd, Sander. He also thinks that just on a team basis that the Big Ten is better, and he based that on preseason polls.
Every national champion, every single one in the college football era, college football playoff era, everyone has been ranked inside of the preseason top six. And of the six preseason teams, highest ranked, three are Big Ten teams. So three of the top six ranked teams, and that tells you who's going to win the Natty. In 10 of 11 national championships, 10 of the last 11, the teams in the top five, one of them has won the Natty. So the Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon are all in the top six this year, and that's where the national champions come from.
Who are the other three?
Georgia.
Okay.
Alabama.
Okay. Texas.
Notre Dame, Clemson, LSU, Texas.
I'm just saying he's using this number. He mentioned three of the top six teams are in the Big Ten. The other three, at least two of them are SEC teams in Texas and Georgia.
You're 100% right. In the conversation, he brought up Alabama playing Michigan. He brought up Ohio State playing Texas, and it wasn't close in those games. So he's molding the numbers the way he wants.
He's cherry-picking specific matchups.
100%. But you cannot deny that the last couple of national championships, there's a shift in the axis, if you will. And we are so SEC crazy here and cheer for our own team in the South, which we should. But the Big Ten is a money-making Mac Daddy national championship valid.
Yeah.
You can argue better than.
I'm comfortable with everything you've said there. But let me ask you the question. Michigan's got a title recently. Ohio State got a title last year. Do you now think the Big Ten is better at college football than the SEC?
I do not, especially this year. Let me tell you why, especially this year, when you can argue that, and I'm using Greg McElroy's argument, of 10 of the teams from the SEC could literally be there at the end and make this playoff. And he made a valid argument for each one. I think from top to bottom right now, LSU being better and South Carolina being mentioned. Of course, Texas, Georgia, is Alabama back?
Mm-hmm. Even Florida?
Florida.
With Lagway, even Florida?
100%. So.
And when you look at the Big Ten, you say Ohio State, I get it. You say
Penn State,
Oregon,
now,
I
Penn
get
State?
It. You say Penn State, I get it. And you'd have to argue with me about Michigan.
Oregon.
I said Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State. Okay. Those are the three. I'd have to argue about Michigan, even as an Indiana alum.
100%.
I mean, no. So it's
and
just
Indiana was a cute story, but they likely are going to be in big trouble.
And I've never thought winning a national one team winning a title doesn't mean the whole conference is great, right? Like, let's just
100%
imagine. Yeah. I know it was and nowhere close. Let's just imagine TCU somehow beats Georgia. Does that mean the Big 12 is the best conference in football? Or do they have one team that made it worth it?
Absolutely right.
And so
you can massage the numbers, but I do feel like he's got the facts. And as soon as this 9-game schedule deal is up, the money's going to be right there.
Yeah, I think it's closer than probably it has ever been. I still don't think it's particularly close.
That Ohio State Texas game to start the season on, isn't it August 30th?
Yeah, the week one game. Yeah. You know how I know it's not close, by the way? Because every time the Big Ten has a squad that you think is legitimate, you compare them and say they're like an SEC team. You don't have any SEC teams that, boy, that those guys there, they play like a Big Ten squad.
No, that's good.
It doesn't happen like that. Yep. That's how I know which one's the alpha and which one's getting compared to the alpha. All right, the steakhouse continues. We have, Sandra, a ton of stuff.
Something special is happening at Costco, and I think you Atlanta people are going to have a warm, fuzzy heart.
If that doesn't make you stick around, I don't know what will. The Steakhouse rolls on. Abe Gordon, Sandra Golden on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Okay. Welcome back into the Steakhouse. Abe Gordon and Sandra Golden. Hey, Premier League Summer Series come to Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game wants you to be a part of the action. Listen to Dukes and Bell daily for chances to win. Tickets to see West Ham face Bournemouth and Manchester United taking on Everton August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's Dukes and Bell this week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta continues to be a pretty big central spot
for
soccer.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I wish that team that normally occupies the building.
During the SEC media days, and we were down there a ton, obviously, at the Congress Center and the Omni, and I was in the car with Uber, and I'm chat the Uber person up no matter what. And boy, did they know a lot about what's going on for the World Cup in terms of hotel rooms popping up, how many buildings just broke ground do you know there was 112 buildings, according to my Uber guy, that broke ground in and around 5-mile radius of MBS? During that very week, 112
and they're
buildings.
What, all supposed to be built in a year?
That's what they said.
That
and not only
construction numbers.
Yeah, good luck with
some
that.
Flimsy,
but also is the restaurants that you saw closing. Apparently, the Midtown's, that was a story. West Midtown restaurants closing. Well, the same owner has all those buildings, and they basically were saying we can raise the rent. We're going to scoot some people out of here, raise the rent, have a turnover. So I'm just fascinated by what our city's about to become.
They got a nice dry run during the FIFA Club World Cup where they had a bunch of – so it was essentially a ramp-up.
Were you down there at all?
I tried to avoid it.
Yeah.
I don't like getting into a crowded area if I don't have to be there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll never go to a place to be in the area if I'm then not going to the event, right?
So the one of the soccer games, and pardon me for not knowing, but it was one of the bigger ones during the Club World Cup. So I was staying down in mid. You could not move. I mean,
no,
it was something else. It was something.
It's going to be so much worse for the World Cup.
Yeah.
That is a spot where thousands of fans come without game tickets. They just want to be with their countrymen.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll load up the bars in and around downtown and midtown. I don't want to be anywhere near it.
They said it's like 10 Super Bowls in your city. That's what they said.
Length of it, too. It's 5 weeks, essentially.
It's going to be great. Now, I love it. I love the energy for us. I'm with you. It's going to be a lot to deal with, but bring it.
Can I tell you what I love? I love the fact that it's going to be on Eastern time this year because I've made some terrible month-long decisions trying to watch the World Cup. When it was in Russia and I lived in L.A., the times were so scuffed. When it was in when it was in Japan and South Korea back in, I think that was the 02, summer of 02 World Cup.
What's the time change?
The games were at 1:45, 4:45, and 7:45.
That's kind of fun on its own level, though.
It was not fun. I got, for like a month straight, I got like 4 hours. Now, I was young. I was younger then, so I could get through. I don't know how I'd handle it now. Like, it'd be a problem. It'd be a real problem.
Oh, you're going to either not do it at all or tape it or whatever.
Here's the thing. Maybe you're in this lane. I can't watch sports delayed.
I don't either. Yeah.
Like if it's the Olympics, I'm waking up to see what I need to see. If it's the World Cup, like I'm waking up at 4:45 in the morning to watch a game. I can't do the DVR stuff. Anyways, we have a lot more to get to, so let's head straight to it. Let's belly up.
Such terrible, sad news yesterday as we learned that Malcolm Jamal Warner, which he lived here in Atlanta. I met him when I was 100 years ago hosting Atlanta and Company, and he was one of the guests. He could not have been more charming and lovely and respectful. And those of us that grew up on The Cosby Show, were y'all watching Cosby Show? Or are you too young? Yeah. I mean, Theo, and he was so lighthearted and fun. And social media, you guys, go on Twitter and see what his last video was, which was, I believe, 3 days ago. He drowned. The current got him in, I believe, Costa Rica.
So that's correct. Yeah, so also sad. Star of The Resident. He'd done a ton of projects.
Oh.
And just, like, generally one of the most well-liked actors in, I don't want to say Hollywood, but in the game. I mean, just no one had a bad word to say about him. So
just so sad. So thoughts, and just 54 years young seems so young. But also go look at his message on social media. He was a grateful human being and a positive, and just we probably should be doing more of that for sure. Speaking of positive shows that are coming back, y'all, Ted Lasso started filming yesterday in Kansas City. And when I tell you that you are either in camp Ted Lasso or you're not, where do you stand?
I didn't watch it, but I'm not against it. Yeah. I just...
Bo, did you, Ted Lasso?
Yeah, we watch it. Yeah. Tara, it's one of the shows that we can get along on watching.
Right.
Which we don't
have
a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. It was good.
I just loved it. I loved everything about it, the lighthearted of it. I laughed. I cried.
As you mentioned, they started filming season 4. They're also locked in for 3 seasons, I read.
That's the greatest part of the show because, again, they really had to coax them to come back. But the premise is what I'm hearing is it's in Kansas City, and he is coaching, wait for it, women's soccer team. So, and most of the players are back. So I absolutely cannot wait. I was in Costco yesterday. And I know those of you that are big fans of the hot dog and the soda family, which is $1.50. And the amount of money that they get you, they lose money on that, and they don't care because they get you in and you're going to spend. Costco announces yesterday that they are now a Coca-Cola family, y'all. So Pepsi, see you later. Get your receipt and exit the building. We're going to check it and we're out. I just think this is massive. And the reaction, Abe, that I got on social media from posting that, everybody is rejoicing over our brand, our Atlanta brand, Coca-Cola.
It's just a bunch of Lizzo fans. It's about damn time.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Like,
it really is. I get so frustrated, Sandra, when I go somewhere and it's all they have is the other guys.
Yeah.
I mean, in Atlanta, like, isn't there some sort of deal you can make? Like, I go to the movie theaters and it's just, it's Pepsi products.
I almost think it's bad business if you're a restaurant and you only have Pepsi products. I wonder if that happens more than, and you go out of your way to say, no, no, we cannot do that. We are Atlanta. We are Coca-Cola.
Well, there's also the psychos up north who are like, it's the same thing. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we wish them well.
Your taste bud's broken?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Abe Gordon is a expert on what I'm just about to talk about. Southwest Airlines announces that they were going to start assigned seats, I believe it's next weekend, August the 1st. And folks are so divided on this. Mm. They either were flying Southwest for that very reason of I'm going to get there, line up, and get a better seat. And rush the plane. And it does seem more efficient. You get on that plane, you stop freaking messing around with your overhead. And then Abe is on the other side of that argument.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had my first experience on Southwest a couple weeks ago when I was flying out to New Mexico. I was a little concerned
so
by
the first time you flew.
That I can remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little concerned by the, like, all right, your B9 line up, and then everyone else gets the 50 people in A get to go. And I was a little concerned about it. It actually did go pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed the process. I care about one thing when I'm on a plane. Choosing my seat is nice. I just need my overhead space. Like, I got to put my bag right next to me. I don't want to deal with gate checking or anything like that. If I'm going on a weekend trip, I don't need to check a bag. Let me just put it up
so
top.
So do you have to go earlier, or do when you check in, which I didn't remember this, and Bo, I don't know if you do. I thought it was like you get an A, B, or C. I didn't realize you get a number with it. In other words, you're in line A13, and you have to go. I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, they gave me
that.
A specific number.
I don't know if I've ever flown Southwest.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
used
that was
to
my
just
thing.
Having a number and right. picking a seat on the internet, on the, you know, the app and or the website, and then when my zone's called, I just go get
yeah,
my
seat.
Yeah,
that's fancy flying like Delta. That's how we Americans do it.
But even I
gotta
there,
stick to a brand.
Even yeah, there, exactly. My zone is so far back now because they've got 50 made-up zones before they get to me that I get worried about overhead space.
Yeah.
It's been fine, though, mostly.
Do you completely lose it when they go, we're out of space, you're going to have to check your bag? Do you go into panic
mode? I'll chance it. I'll ignore the first two announcements and just take, if they let me, take it onto the plane. And then from there, if they are actually out of space and they have to gate check it, fine. But, like, I'll risk it.
Sometimes you got to get up there and rearrange people's bags. Like, people don't know how to put bags in
the sideways
compartment.
Versus, yeah, the horizontal.
There are a
vertical,
bunch of dumb
yeah.
people out there.
Yeah, you can normally make control. Space yeah. if you talk with the people and say, hey, is this your bag? Do you mind if I...
Oh, you don't
readjust
even talk
it.
To them. You just move it. If it's in there wrong, you just move it.
I totally.
I'm not
agree
trying to figure
you.
Out whose bag is in there sideways. I'm just going to move it.
Good for
I
you,
try
bro.
And be courteous. I don't know what people have in their bags.
They're not trying to be courteous by putting their bag up.
I don't even. I think some people just and whoever on the internet said it. There should be a specific line for people that don't travel all the time that ooh. They don't know how to do it. So
I mentioned this to you off air. I think there's been such an uproar recently about people being asked to move seats and this or that. So families could sit together. I think this has a lot to do
yeah,
with why Southwest is going to assign seating.
That's 100%. You know, I didn't think about that. Southwest, if you're bringing all them kids, I don't know why you're bringing all them kids on your vacation, but okay, that's you. And y'all, we get the first look at or the hint of how good Hard Knocks the Buffalo Bills is going to be as executive producer. And not that he's going to say it's going to be bad, but he feels like this is going to be the most watched because Buffalo Nation, the Bills Mafia, is everywhere. I cannot wait to see it. That first episode, circle on your date, will be Tuesday, August 5th, is the first Hard Knocks episode in Buffalo.
I still don't have HBO, so I still won't see it. I just get
again,
the clips.
I don't know what you're waiting on. This is literally the perfect month to get it. You can watch Billy Joel and then then cancel it in a month.
I know. I got too many subs. I'll forget to cancel. That's a problem. I don't know.
I feel like
maybe.
You live a stressed out life.
I do.
Babe. I
right?
want to help you. I want you to be okay.
You also think like if I forget to cancel it, maybe for a month I could take the $8.99 hit or whatever it's going to be.
Start watching Game of Thrones.
No, I'm
then
not.
Then move
going
on
all,
to some of the other
me?
Awesome freaking HBO shows.
I'm not
that
going
are
all the way
there.
Back.
You
there.
Can do it and cancel it in a month.
When we come back here, we're going to wrap things up, Sandra. The game of the night and three strikes. Couple really good questions Sandra came up with today. So feel free to hop online, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. We'll talk about three strikes, game of the night, maybe a little Falcons as well as we wrap things up on the Steakhouse. Coming back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Big Toto concert tonight for all of you over the age of 100, like me. See ya. Hey, come say hello if you're out and about. I know a bunch of my friends are going tonight as well. And also, Abe, thank you for joining and pitch hitting this week on the Steakhouse. Great job, and I enjoy working with you. While we are out at Flowery Branch, because we're getting so excited, Falcon fans, come up, get pictures, take selfies. Show me what you bought in the store. I want to see all the new gear, but we are very fan friendly in my opinion. Like I get energized from Falcon fans and just that we're all out in this together.
Especially during the Steakhouse too, Sandra, because the gates are going to be open,
right.
But they're really not going to be doing much yet. So you don't have to run. Now you might want to go get your spot. We certainly understand that, but you don't really have to rush to get up that hill. Because you're practicing going to be starting once the gates open, but Steakhouse there live Thursday 9 a.m. and then obviously a bunch of days over the next couple of weeks where the fans are there, so you get a chance to come say hi. And I will say this, try and be aware if there's a segment on and we have the headphones on, we probably can't stop the segment and say hello.
I will. I'll stop and get right up.
Okay, well Sandra will. I will continue on. But every time I go to remote, yeah. I'm like shocked at sometimes the lack of awareness of people who just come right up to you. It's like, hey, man, big fan. I'm like, yeah, man.
I know
we are in segment, man.
They don't know, and they shouldn't know. So there you go. They shouldn't know. So there you go. All right, so this morning, here's an update. Here's another update. The master's application, I saw my first one. Dewey McGill on Twitter sent me. He got approved. So there we go. So that's the first one I've seen that it's a yes. So this is very exciting. Again, the story is most of the that receiving are no's as of yesterday, but maybe some of these this morning are now going to creep through. I'm Ollie the optimist. Let's
have
go.
I assume you have, but I'll ask the question.
I did. I can't figure out how to do it.
No, not that. Have you checked your spam folder?
I did. Okay. I checked it yesterday.
I thought you would. I know you're a professional.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's I'm not
can't take
great
a chance of that getting lost.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Okay.
We got three strikes coming up, but first, John Foy, big game of the night. Presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Yes, the Braves are hosting the Giants tonight, 7:15, Landon Ralph against Davis Daniel. I am going to be there. But I'll be honest, Sandra, I'm going to have a little bit of my eye tuned in to ESPN tonight as well. 10 o'clock, the Atlanta Dream facing the Las Vegas Aces. Mm-hmm. First game back from the All-Star break. So you got two games of the night tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. Of Braves, that's interesting. Drake Baldwin have a night, 6 RBI. He is such a super stud. Also, isn't Austin Riley coming off IL today,
potential,
right, Bo?
Potential.
He's eligible to come off today. He was in the infield chagging ground balls yesterday and doing some
also took BP.
Freddy Gonzalez warm-up things.
So who goes bye-bye today? Nacho, maybe? I bet they keep Nacho up. No?
I'd like to see Nacho move on over to short.
Me too.
I mean, love you, Nick Allen.
Oh, wait a minute. Nick, right.
Great defensive guy.
He's a great defensive guy.
Not so much on the power side of things.
I've been told Nacho is not a shortstop.
Who told you that?
Multiple people.
He may not be a major league shortstop.
Yeah, multiple people who cover. But again, like, Bo, we're talking about a squad here that is not going to run to the playoffs. And if you're... you're trying to get this guy some additional at bat so he's ready for major league pitching whenever you do need him to place third or second.
Right.
I don't know. Like, if we have to sacrifice a little bit of Nick Allen's defense, I'm willing to listen to that. Just me. I think you're going to see a lot more. So we talked about it at the start of the show, Sandra. Like, Ronald Acuna Jr. is giving you reasons to watch every night. No doubt about that. I think Drake Baldwin's pursuit of the National League Rookie of the Year is going to start to become more of a focal point and discussion, because we're not going to be talking about the Braves that much in depth moving forward.
Yeah,
like, it's just
done.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
But I do think we start to look, and not right now, but as we get into September or late August, start to look at some of the other candidates for National League Rookie of the Year and how I think Drake's pursuit of NL Rookie of the Year starts to become a central focus, along with whatever Ronald Acuna Jr. is
doing. I'll remind everybody, MLB at the All-Star break put up five players and had Major League Baseball players, so his peers, vote on who should be Rookie of the Year. National League. I believe it was National League.
Yeah.
Check me on that.
Yeah.
National League. And, he won. He was number one.
And again, that was with a lot less playing time than we expect to see him now, obviously, with the switch in catchers being DHs and all that. And you're going to see him quite a bit, both behind the plate and in DH. An opportunity to keep in front of the main eye and keep juicing up those numbers. And, 6 RBIs is it's going to keep you in the discussion. I mean... I don't want to jump off too far, but, like, it's a good first game towards becoming NL Player of the Week. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what 6 RBIs gets you, is you're already in the NL Player of the Week discussion, and now we see what it goes on from
there. And take Ronald Acuna Jr. out to a nice dinner at, Applebee's. They've got some nice deals over there. But that scoring from first play last night, I haven't watched ESPN this morning, but it has to be on.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And he just said, "You're adorable, Freddy Gonzalez. I am now running through your sign, so I will not be stopping." By the way, Brian Snitker said after the game, did you guys hear what he said about that? He said, there's one player that doesn't have to, you know.
The laws of human nature don't apply to Ronald Acuna Jr. because he has inhuman traits, physical traits that other people just don't have. And there's no... you see him rounding second, and you're like, full speed ahead. And he was like, actually, I have another gear. Let's go other gear. It just, guys don't have that speed. It is three strikes, 404-726-0929 if you want to get in line.
Please call, because when you y'all don't call, it's mistake goes, well, what were your questions? My questions are better, which they probably are, but here's my two
cents. I think you have a great list today.
Thank you. All right, here we go, 404-726-0929. Are you rooting for or against Carson Beck? And this is not a bash session. I'm curious because he's so polarizing here locally.
Going to be at the podium shortly for ACC Media Days. Miami presenting today, so he's a little bit front and center, especially from the UGA perspective.
So they came back from the three-hour-long discussion from the commissioner, and the very first topic on the ACC desk was Carson Beck. So
I've seen movies shorter than a Jim Phillips discussion.
So true. NFL and the college football Saturdays and Sundays. And we're talking about the pregame shows, whether you're watching Fox or ESPN. Are you even watching? We kind of want to know your habits. You're not watching at all. I use it as background. Just kind of explain to us. And maybe which one you love or hate. And then last, a show that went away or ended and you were genuinely sad. That you were like, God, I kind of miss that. I miss a Sunday Night Sopranos, and this is 100 years later. You guys might be too young for that. I really missed Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I really missed even Quarterback Ending. My husband and I loved watching that stuff, Netflix. So that's what we're trying to do here. 404-726-0929. Let's chat, shall we?
We'll get to the calls in just a moment as they load up the lines. But you're going to be out tomorrow, so the next time I'll see you, Drew Butler's in, next time I'll see you is going to be Thursday morning at Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. What is something that you're looking forward to checking out in regards to training camp that morning?
Xavier Watts.
Ooh, you went like hardcore football on me.
Well, what do you think you're dealing with here?
We
don't talk food on this show. We break it down, and that's what I do. Xavier Watts is the rookie. I know we're all in love with Jalen, and we're all in love with Pierce. Mm-hmm. Xavier Watts, when healthy, could be the biggest get of that first round. Put it in a magic marker, because if he is just so impressive, and folks out at Flowery Branch and the chatter behind the scenes, which I always like to hear from the people that I respect, they're in that building, it's Xavier Watts. What about you?
Yeah, I was going to go a little less serious. I'm fascinated.
You want to talk about hot dogs and stuff and parking?
When I pulled up to All-Star Village Sunday, I was doing a show at Murph's there a couple Sundays ago. When I pulled up there, I could not believe, well before it opened, how many people were there.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see at Flowery Branch.
Well, it's sold out.
Because we're going to pull up. I know it is, but it's, to me, it's about, like, are people getting there at, like, 7:30?
Yes.
And, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, is there going to be a line? Because we've seen there on weekends, I've been there, and I've seen a line wrapped almost all the way along that grass fence line. So, like, is that what we're going to see on Thursday?
I would say yes. I also want to tell you, on Twitter, I did have a listener ask me, do they accept walk-ins at the last minute? I would almost say no at this point, because they were adamant about starting the narrative of it is sold out, and security has been really, really tight out there. So I don't know. I would just go ahead and look into the future dates and lock it in. I wouldn't try to show up.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to reserve the tickets and they go off of that. I believe they are free.
They are free, yes.
But they are asking you to reserve the tickets. Let's go ahead and get to it. Three strikes. We've got a couple of calls on the line. We got a couple lines open still. 404-726-0929. Your three questions. Are you rooting for or against Carson Beck? College football Saturday, NFL Sunday. What are your pregame show habits? Are you focused intently? Is it background noise?
Or you don't care at all and
there
you find
go.
Them stupid.
And what's a show that ended that you want brought back?
Or made you sad?
All right, let's go right to the top of the list. We got Adam in Alpharetta. Adam, are you rooting for or against Carson Beck at Miami?
Rooting for. Once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog.
What are your pregame show habits on a college football Saturday, NFL Sunday?
As a producer myself, they're all overproduced and terrible. They're garbage. I just turn on and watch the game.
If they were
as good as you guys covering sports, I'd watch it.
Aw, wait a
second. And what's a show that ended that either made you sad or that you wanted brought back?
This Is Us. Some of the best writing that's ever been written for television. Great show. Wish it would come back. Hey, Sandra, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you could cover the story, we just, as season ticket holders for the Braves, we just got our invoices for next season.
Yeah.
Ticket prices went up 30 to 60%.
Yeah,
crazy.
You know, Abe and I mentioned it this morning, and then Abe got a scathing text as well. So y'all need to discuss this tomorrow, Abe, because I do think this is a bigger issue because there's a lot of y'all out there that are very upset. So I hear you for sure.
It also appears that a lot of people got a significant price increase last year as well.
Right,
so maybe doubling
right,
up okay. on that could be a problem. Marvin is in the car. Marvin, are you rooting for or against Carson Beck at Miami?
I'm rooting for him unless they come up against my dogs.
Understandable. Yeah. What's your college football Saturday, NFL Sunday pregame show habits? You watching? You focused? What's the plan?
I watch game day on Saturday, and then Michael Strahan on Fox on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. That's
and what's a show that ended that made you sad or that you want brought back?
Bob Newhart show. After all, it was a dream.
All right, appreciate the call there. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Tinker, you rooting for or against Carson Beck at Miami?
Man, I always thought that guy was a dumpster fire against.
All right. What's your pregame show habits on College Football Saturday, NFL Sunday?
I don't do much on Saturdays because I'm usually still running calls, but I'm definitely Sundays just for injury reports and stuff like that.
That's a great point y'all bring up about fantasy that you're watching those games.
What's a show that ended that either made you sad or that you want brought back?
Fargo.
Fargo
was
very good.
Great
very
show.
Good. Appreciate the call,
good,
Tinker.
Good stuff, you guys.
Larry is riding around in a different truck.
Larry!
Larry, are you rooting for or against Carson Beck?
Rooting for, but I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah. All right. What are your pregame show habits Saturday and Sunday?
College game day and Fox NFL on Sunday.
Already had one of those. Nice. Yep. And what's a show that ended that made you sad or that you want brought back?
Ozark. I love that show.
There you go,
that's
Ozark.
My husband's favorite show.
All right.
I saw Jason Bateman in Whole Foods and Buckhead, and he was so nice.
Was
so there
he?
You go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, brushed with fame.
And final three strikes call here.
Now there's a restraining order against me, but that's another story.
We got Sam in Palmetto. What's going on, Sam? Are you rooting for or against Carson Beck?
You know, I don't have an opinion one way or another. He was a has-been that never was. I'm not interested.
I think that's your opinion, right?
Okay.
That's your strong opinion.
What are your pregame show habits on a college football Saturday, NFL Sunday?
NFL Sunday, I just kind of flip through the channels, you know. I get them all in, you know, commercial break, turn to another channel and see what they got.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
What's a TV show that ended that either made you sad or that you want brought back?
All these years later, I still miss The Wire. That was the last show that I religiously watched on a certain day and a certain time. That's the last one.
Yeah.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Sam.
Oh, good stuff, y'all. Thank you so much.
Sandra, we did it.
We did it.
Two
Next
more
time I
hours
see you,
down.
We're at Flowery Branch. Can't wait. Can't
Is
wait.
That an easier drive for you?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. It is shorter.
Yep.
Oh, you're like super easier drive.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
You just come up by on Coney Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I got to leave early.
Yeah.
You're just hanging a left. You're right there.
I can't wait, y'all. See you out there. Come say hello. Let's go Falcons. It's starting. Woohoo!
I'm gonna be out with Drew Butler in studio tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about. You're right. We may have to get more into this Braves
thing.
I
really think y'all get your receipts and let's.
And we'll certainly be talking about the Falcons as they report for training camp. Some of the storylines going on there on kind of day one, but really day one's Thursday. And 92.9 The Game is gonna be out there. Sandra, I hope you have a great rest of the afternoon. Bo, always appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Bo,
I'll try and see you at the Braves game tonight if I can finagle my way in.
Yeah.
Coming up next here on is the Midday Show, Andy and Randy, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.